The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Today's shiur is dedicated to Ilui Nishmosoi, Harav Shimon Arya Leib Ben Reb Yecheskel Chaim, the father of our dear and wonderful friend, Rabbi Lechstein. Rabbi Shimon Arya Leib was a choshev harav, a manig of his kehillah, and a marbitz Torah. The Torah we learn today is so appropriate, should be l'ilui nishmosei ha-tohero, she'anuach b'sholom al mishkovoi, and he should be a melech yosha for the entire wonderful, beautiful family. This week's Parshas Kisavoy, and of the various mitzvahs, I chose one that is especially appropriate for Chodesh Elul, because we're all in the spirit, in the ruach of Chodesh Elul. V'holachtu bidrochov. This is a mitzvah that appears three times in different variations in Mishneh Torah, Chumash Devarim. Parshas Ekev, lo leches b'chol drachov. Parshas Re'eh achrei Hashem Elokechen teilechun. And this week's Parsha, Parshas Kisavoy. V'holachtu bidrachov. We find five different interpretations in the Rishonim. V'holachtu bidrachov. The Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Asei Chet, says, V'holachtu bidrochov, mahu rachu, mafatu rachu, mahu chanun, mafatu chanun. It is a mitzvah to say, and the essence of this mitzvah is, try to emulate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is merciful. You need to be the same. The Smag, another one of the great Rishonim that wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Asei Zayin. The Smag follows in the footsteps of the Rambam regarding the structure of Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam split the list of Taryag into two different categories, Mitzvahs Aseh and Mitzvahs Lo Ta'aseh. The Smag did the same. Sefer HaChinuch, for instance, no, goes from 1 to 613. Lefi Seder HaParshiyos. Many Rishonim follow in the same way. Smag, Sefer Yareim. The Smag and the Rambam have the same structure. But while the Rambam's interpretation of Mitzvah Chet is Mahu Rachum, Mafatu Rachum, the Smag in Mitzvah Asei Zayin says Mahu Malbish Arumim, Mafatu Halbeish Arumim. In the Gemara, these are two different roshes. Soiti Yudaladom and Aleph. The Gemara deals with the Pusik Achrei Hashem Elokechem Teilechun. And the Gemara says, Mahu mal b'shurume mafatu, mal b'shurume mahu mavakachoylem mafatu bakerachoylem. Shabbos kuflim at gimel omid beiz. The Gemara deals with another pasuk, zekeli va'anvehu. And the Gemara says, va'anvehu havei domelo. You should be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, in a way. Mahu chanun afatu chanun, mahu racha mafatu rachu. So the Rambam takes the Gemara in Shabbos Kuflamet Gimel, which is based on another pasuk, Zekeli Vanveyu, and he connects it with V'holachtu Bidrochov, while the Gemara on Achrei Hashem Lekechem Telechun says Gemilus Chosodim. So the Smag follows Mamish in the footsteps of the Gemara Soiti Yudalet. Now the Gemara has so much appeal to me, the Pashtus and the Yashrus. Zekeli v'anveyu is havei domelo. When a person wants to be like an other, what does it mean to be like him? What defines a person? Not his actions and deeds, but his character. That is him. A great thinker once said, you're not what you think you are, but what you think you are. So when the Gemara says, Havei domelo, it is character. It is midos toivus. Mahu chanun afatu chanun, mahu racham afatu racham. But when the Gemara deals with the pasuk "Volachtu bedrochav achrei Hashem lakechem telechen," following in his ways means what does he do? Where does he go? Follow him. And that is why the Gemara says, "Achrei Hashem lakechem telechun mahu mal v'sherum ma'avatu al b'sherum ma'hu mavak echoylem ma'avatu bak echoylem." Now these two concepts are similar, but they're not identical. They're not the same. We might define them as two sides of the same coin, but they're not the same side of the same coin. Mahu rachum is midos toivos. Mahu mal b'sherumim is gemilus chasodim. This is an attitude, a feeling, midos, and these are maisim, these are actions and deeds. They're not the same, even though they're closely related. So why does the Rambam take the posek v'holachtu bedrochov and interpret the posek in accordance to Divrei Chazal, which deal with Zekeli Vanveyu? The Rambam has a source in Chazal, a more fundamental and more important source than the Gemara, and that is the Safri. The Gemara is Divrei Amiroam, the Safri is Divrei Tanoim. Safri and Parsha say, "Kevolachtu bedrochov mahu rachum, afatu rachum, mahu chanun, afatu chanun." But I think there's an additional reason why the Rambam prefers the Safri and not the Gemara. Rambam lishito soy perek yud alad aloch alav, the Rambam writes, "Gemilas chasodim begufoy are mitzvahs derabbanan." And the Rambam gives us the list. Achnoses orchem, achnoses kala, biku choylem, nichum aveilem, levoyes ameis, lesameach osem vekala. All these are gemilas chasodim begufoy, and they are all included in the mitzvah. V'yohavtu l'reachu kamoicho. So the Rambam learns gemilas chasodim from v'yatirach kamoicho. So we don't need the posuk achrei Hashem lakechem telechem for gemilas chasodim. We have a different source for gemilas chasodim, and that is v'yohavtu l'reachu kamoicho. And that is why the Rambam prefers the drosh of the Sefri. Achrei Hashem lakechem telechun midos toivos. Ma'u chanun, ma'u rachum. Af atu chanun, af atu rachum. So whatever the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he writes at greater length and elaborates in Mishneh Torah. In the introduction to Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Akdomah, the Rambam says that I plan to write Mishneh Torah, and it is there that I will give you a more lengthy discussion, and I will fill in all the details. Protein, hilchoisein, v'dikdukein. So the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, "Volachta bedrochov chanun v'rachu, chanun v'rachu midas toivis." And a perek alef of Vilchus Deis, the Rambam writes Bariches Gedoyla at great length. The Rambam discusses midas toivis, and the Rambam writes, "You always need midas toivis with moderation, not the extremes. Keep away from the extremes. Go in middle of the road. Besides two midas in which we should be extreme. One is another. Ma'oid, ma'oid, havei shfal ruach. That's a Mishnah. Sechet Avos. And the other is kas. Be tolerant. Don't be angry. Don't be offensive. Don't be rude. Lesrachik men ha-kas u-men ha-gaiva. Ad ketzei ha-gavon. But the Rambam Perek Aleph Aloha Hei Aloha Vav writes that all these midas toivos we learn from v'holachtu bidrochav. Rambam lishito, so Sefer HaChinuch follows in the steps of the Rambam. Like always, Mitzvetov Reish Yud Aleph. Ramban ala Torah, in Parshas Re'eh, the posuk of Achrei Hashem Elokeichen Teilechun, the Rambam writes that pshat in the posuk and in this mitzvah is we should follow and listen to Nevi'ei Emes, and not from Cholmei Chalomos, Nevi'ei Sheker, liars and cheats. We should follow a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'fi avodav ha-Nevi'im. And that is a third pshat. But if that is why the way that Rambam explains this mitzvah, so why doesn't he dispute and reject the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs? The Ramban is the big par plukta of the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs. So to me it is clear that Ramban is not choylek on the Rambam. The Ramban is mefarish the posik pshutoy shel mikro, kederech rabbeisenu v'rishonim mefarshei ha-Torah. And we cannot deny or ignore pshutoy shel mikro. We need to read the context in Parshas Re'eh. And that is why I'll read with you from Posek Gimel Beis to Posek Hei. Ki yokam beker b'chol novi yocholim chaloyim v'nosen alecho ois o moifes v'boho ois v'hamoifes asher dibra alecho leimor ne'elchu achrei Elohim acherim asher lo yedatum v'na'ovdeim lo tishma dibra novi ahu ocholim chaloyim ahu ki menas Hashem alakechem eschem hayishchem ohavim es Hashem alakechem b'chol avavchem v'chol nafshechem achrei Hashem alakechem teleichu oisoi tiro'u v'es mitzoisov tishmoiru v'koiru tishmo'u. So the context is very clear. Do not hearken and do not listen to Nevi'ei Sheka that want to take you away from the Dveikus and Mitzvahs. However, Droshes Chazal are Toiris Emes. And that is Kabbalah's Chazal. And Chazal say, Achrei Hashem Lekechem Telechun, Halech Bidrochov, Gimelis Chosom. And that is why the Ramban does not disagree with the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Pshuto Yishol Mikro is one thing, and the Rosh Hashanah Chazal, the Mesoiris Chazal, is another. Biur HaMarshal Al HaSmag. When the Smag says, V'olachto bedrochav, achrei Hashem lakechem telechon, Mal b'sharumim, mevakeh choylem, Gimelis Chesodim, Marshal says, but l'choyre, pshat in the posek is, and the Marshal is a pele be'inai. Lishmoya bedivrei chachomim is a totally different concept and a different source. Shabbos chov gemar omed alaf. Asher kedishonu b'misoi sivu tzivonu lahad et ne'er shalchanako. Heichan tzivonu melo isosu. Mitzvah lishmoya divrei chachomim is not achrei Hashem alakechem telechon. It is lo isosu. At first glance, Bashkuf Rishon, the Mishal is similar to the Ramban. The Ramban says the Shmoy Befiya Neviyim, and the Mishal says Befiya Chachomim. But it's totally different. When prophets walked the land, B'yamei Kedem, HaKodosh Baruch Hu speaks to Klal Yisrael Befi Avodav HaNeviyim. They are the direct messengers. And what HaKodosh Baruch Hu wants to tell us, he tells us, Al Yedei HaNeviim. And the Neviim are the transmitters. They are the medium. Telling the people what they heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is directly, Achrei Hashem Lekechem Telechun. And that is the context of the Pasuk. Chachomem is a totally different concept. Lo Yisosu L'makol Asher Yagidu Lecha. They have full authority. But they don't speak directly what they heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chitshu ma shechitshu, kiblu ma shekiblu. So, it's not mistava klal that this posek, achrei Hashem alakechem telechon, has anything to do with the mitzvah, l'shmoy b'divrei chachomim. Sefer HaYareim was also one of the great Balei HaToses, Rabbi Elozer Mameitzel. He wrote Sefer Mitzvah, Sefer HaYareim. Tov Ches. V'olachtu bedrochov, the Yareim claims this is a mitzvah klolis. V'olachtu bedrochov l'shmor al kol mitzvah is Hashem. Taryag mitzvahs, mitzvot asei v'mitzvahs loisas. If that would be the opinion of the Rambam, he wouldn't count it, because one of the Yesodis in the Rambam, in the Shroshim of Sefer HaMitzvahs, says mitzvahs klolis are not in the Taryag. There are many mitzvahs klolis in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu pleads with us and commands us again and again and again. Watch out, keep all my mitzvahs. Benafshechu adover, uvechartu bechayim. Taryag mitzvahs, according to the Rambam, are specifics, not generalities. But Sefer Reim says, volachto bedrochov is a mitzvah klolis. But on the other hand, kuf nun gimel kuf nun daled. On the posek achrei Hashem alakechem telechun, Yareim combines the two chazals. And that is interesting and unique. Sefer Yareim writes, Achrei Hashem alakechem telechun, liois chanun mal b'sharumim mevake choylem. He combines Soiti Yudalad and Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel. Ma'u chanun afatu chanun. Ma'u mal b'sharumim ma'afatu mal b'sharumim. So we saw before the Rambam interprets Ma'u chanun afatu chanun based on the Sefri. The Smag Mahu Malbish Arumim, based on the Gemara Sot Yehudalad. Sefer Yonayim ties them both together. So let me explain this. I explained before they're not the same. This is Midas Tovis, this is Gemilas Chosodim. But they definitely are connected. Two sides of the same coin. Rachmonas Vechemlo and Gemilas Chosodim. Gemilas Chosodim is the result of Chanun Varachu. They're not the same, as I explained before, clearly, but they're related. Two sides of the same coin. And the Yareim says both of them are included in Chrei Hashem Elokeichem Teleichun. Many times I explained Shleim
Kol Halashon.
Misa Odom requires both. Sometimes you know people who are wonderful people, people of compassion and loving and caring, but for various reasons are not engaged in Gemilas Chosodim. They don't do Masam Tovim. Could be many reasons. One is just lazy. The other is hungry for money. A roidev betza. And he's so busy making business and making money, he doesn't have time to help others. The other might be the greatest masmid in town. He gives shurim all day, he learns all day. And he thinks, mistakenly, that because I'm learning all day, I'm potter from Gemilas Chosodim. All three are wonderful people, but they're not engaged in Gemilas Chosodim. On the other hand, sometimes you get to know a person who's busy all day with Chesed. He runs a Gemach, he runs a Tzedek organization, he's a fundraiser. But when you get to know him, you realize he's not a good person. He doesn't care about others. So why is he busy with Gemilas Chosodim? Could be for many reasons. Maybe he's getting a good salary. Maybe he's getting a lot of kavod. And maybe he's a real tzaddik and he knows that this is an important mitzvah. But he doesn't really care for people. Elu ve'elu did not achieve shleimus. Shleimus of a Jew is the combination of both. Both sides of this coin. On one hand, Havedoimaloi, Mahu Rachum, Afatu Rachum. On the other hand, you need to be engaged in Gemilas Chosodim, Mahu Malbish Arumim, Mahu Mevake Choylem, Afatu Baker Choylem, Valbesh Arumim. However, the Yareim brings them both together because they are so, so closely related. So let's go over to the other part of this Sugiva. You have to L'Reacho Komoicho. The Rambam writes, this is the source for Gemilas Chosodim. How? Why? So the Rambam's interpretation, we have to Reach Kamoicho. You should relate to other people like you would like them to relate to you. And everything you would expect other people to do for you, you should do to others. And therefore, if you, Chas V'Shalom, would be ill, you would like people to come and visit you and help you. If you're marrying your daughter, you would like people to come to the chasana and be mesameach your children. You should do the same. And if you're hungry and you don't have where to stay, you would hope somebody will invite me to his house. I'll die from hunger. You should do the same. So the Rambam's interpretation after Achamayichu, it's not only an emotion, it's not only love. It's very easy to say, I love everyone. We need to test that love. The after Chomeichu is everything you would like other people to do for you, you should do for others. Kol ma she'atu roitze she'yasu acherim l'cho, say ato la'acherim. Does this ring a bell? Does it sound familiar? Of course it does. You remember the story Shabbos la'medalav for medalav ger, a convert came to Shammai and he says, Gayareni al manas she'telamdeni kol ha'toyle kol ha'regalachas. Shammai threw him down the stairs. Not really. He had a beam, he was a builder, and he pushed him away, shoved him away with a beam in his hand. Then he came to Hillel, and Hillel the great Savlan says, what you would not like others to do to you, you don't do to others. Don't hurt, don't damage, don't cause pain and suffering. So then Rambam gives us the same principle, but in a positive connotation, not in a negative one. Hills formula is a negative one. Madalach sani, chavrach lo tavid. What you hate others to do to you, don't do to others. But the Rambam gives us the same idea, the same thought, in a positive connotation. The Marsho, Shabbos Lamed Aleph, doesn't bring the Rambam. The Marsho rarely brings Poiskim. He was the greatest of Parashonim, but he doesn't bring Poiskim. But the Marsho writes, why is Hillel formulating this idea in a negative way, and why not in a positive way? So the Marsho writes, V'yahav t'ra'acha komoicho is essentially a negative concept. Don't do to others what you wouldn't want them to do to you. But regarding the positive context, no. Chayecho kod melechayecho. It's too much to expect from a person. But the Mishnah does say that this idea, mad alachsani, is v'yohavtu l'reachu kamoicho. But the Gemara doesn't mention v'yohavtu l'reachu kamoicho. Tagam Yonasim ben Uziel and Parshas Kedoshim of v'yohavtu l'reachu kamoicho quotes it al mad alachsani, l'chavrach lo tavid. And this is very interesting. Who was Yonasim ben Uziel? The greatest disciple of Hillel HaZaken. And that's Sukkot Daf Chof Ches. So the Marsho was machaven to Yonasim ben Uziel Beruach HaKodesh. Yonasim ben Uziel was a disciple of Hillel. Probably he learns from Hillel. He uses Hillel's language, Ma'adi Al-Achsan Al-Achavrach Lotavi. So the Marsho argues it is only in the negative sense, not in the positive one. But the Rambam, on this very same mitzvah, after Achikamoycha, the Rambam gives us the positive formula. My interpretation would be, this ger that came to nag Shammai and Hillel seems to be somewhat of a mishogana. Maybe it's too harsh language. What are you, out of your mind? You want to learn Kol HaTorah Kula Regalachas? You know what Kol HaTorah Kula is? Person lives 100 years, he can't learn Kol HaTorah Kula. And you know what Taryag Mitzvahs is? What an undertaking. How do you expect to learn Kol HaTorah Kula Regalachas? The Marsho has a fascinating interpretation. And he says, Kol HaTorah Kula Regalachas, the Ger was clearly aware that Jews have Taryag Mitzvahs. But he wanted to know, could everything be based on one fundamental principle, one fundamental and basic idea, which branches out what many mitzvahs? Shammai says no. It is symbolic. Dochei ba'amasa binyan. Shammai means to say, could you build a house with only one foundation? You're crazy. That house will implode in no time. A house needs to have many yesoides, many foundations, and many beams. And that is why dochei b'amasa binyan asher b'yodoi. You're trying to build a skyscraper with one yesoid? Hillel says, yes. And according to the Marsho, I think it is quite clear. Hillel bears in mind Rabbi Kiva. Well, Rabbi Kiva was a disciple of a disciple of a disciple of Hillel HaZaken. Yochanan Mezaka was a Talmud of Hillel. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, Talmud Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai. Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. But Rabbi Kiva says, V'after Achamoychu Zeklal Godel B'Toyro, and Hillel is looking for a klal. What is a klal Godel? Kol HaTorah Kula Regalachas. Mad Alach Sani Lachav Rechoy Tavad, and Yonis Ben Azil and the Mesho says, that is the mitzvah of Yohavto L'Reacho K'moychu. So if the Rambam teaches us in a positive connotation, why does Hillel use the negative one? Libi Yoimeli, my interpretation would be, well, this ger, as I said before, is somewhat of a nudnik. And Hillel and Shammai justly rejected him. Dochei b'amasa binyan. Hillel understands, I need to give him something fundamental and something minimal. What is the minimum requirement to start appreciating Torah? V'yahavtu l'reachu kamoicho in the minimum sense, in the minimal sense. Ma'ad alachsani l'chavrach lo ta'avid. The positive connotation is included in v'idach pirusha zeh gemor. Hillel clearly tells this girl, don't think this is all. No. It's just a. It's just the beginning. But Hillel feels I must give him the most fundamental and the minimal which is required. And that is Madalach Sani Lachabrach Lo Tavid. But it's not the entire picture. Ve'idach Pirusha. Zil Gemor. I just want to make one point which I feel is very important. To me it is clear. When Hillel says, Madalach Sani Lachabrach Lo Tavid, when Rebbe Kiva says, V'yatu Racha Kamoich Zeklar Godel B'Toyra, it is in the system of Ben Odom L'Chaveiru. Ben Odom L'Mokorim has different Yesoides. And let me make this very clear. V'yohavtu L'Reachu Kamoichu is not more important than V'yohavtu Eis Hashem Elokechu. Because some people think, you have to yachek kamoichu, that's it. No. You have to as Hashem elakechu is at least as important and fundamental as we have to yachek kamoichu. More. More. Because the yesod of avoides elakim at the end of the day is between us and a kodesh baruch hu. So we have to yachek kamoichu as a klal godol v'toyra. We have to as Hashem elakechu klal godol heimenu. When Rabbi Kiva says Zekral Godel, he means in one half of the Torah. Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi. When Hillel says Madalach Sani L'Chavrach Lo Tavid, he is relating to one half of Torah, which is Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi. So today we discussed two different concepts which interact. Midas Tovis on one hand and Gemaras Chesodim on the other. Two sides of the same coin. And they are so important and fundamental, both of them. Every day, every moment, especially Chodesh Elul. Especially Chodesh Elul. Mi yizkeh lefonecha b'din. We don't have a chance. Our only hope, only chance, only option is midas urachamim. Mi yizkeh lefonecha b'din. Chas v'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge us b'midas adin. We're lost. We're doomed. Our only hope is midas urachamim. So what are the means in which we could achieve and bring about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should judge us b'rachamim? Hashem tzilcha. Mido keneged mido, bederech she'od amoided modedim lo men ha'shamayim. The posuk says Hashem tzilchon. It's a beautiful pshat. The two giants in the two corners. The kedushas levi, the baditche v'tzadik, one of the giants in the history of Hasidus. Rab Chaim Evolozhin and Nefesh HaChaim, first and foremost amongst Talmidei HaGoen. So the Fipshuta Shel Mikro, Hashem Tzilcho is, Kodesh Baruch Hu is your shade. Which means, like a person sitting under a tree, under a roof, and he has the protective tzeil that keeps him out of the scorching sun and the torrential rain, keeps him dry and comfortable. But the Nefesh HaChaim, the Kedushas Levi say, it is like Tzel Shel Adam, like your shadow. Not the Tzel above your head, but the Tzel that you make. A person cannot escape his shadow. Every movement he will do, his shadow will do as well. You cannot escape your shadow. You can do nothing, and your shadow won't do the same. And that is Hashem Tzilcho, Ayoshev Bemroimim. He's examining us, he's watching us, and the way we act and react and interact with our friends, with other Jews, that is where Kodesh Baruch Hu acts, reacts, and interacts with us. Hashem Tzilcho. Bemidish Oda Moided Moided Inloi. So what are the Zgulis? Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi. Shabbos Kuf Nun Aleph. כל המלאכם על הבריאס, מלאכם המולה מן השמיים. ראשון יהוד זין. כל המעביר על מדוי סוב, מעביר על כל פשוב. So in these days we should be merciful. We should be forgiving. We should be caring and compassionate. We should care for each and every Jew and try to help each and every Jew. And then we will be zoche to midas harachamim. And that is our only hope. Achim yekorim al toreo. Take some time to think. Does anybody need my help? Can I make anyone happy? Do I need anyone that is in pain, that is in suffering? Anyone that might be angry? Be forgiving, be merciful. Be kind, be compassionate. And it is then that we will be zeicha, that HaKadosh Baruch will judge us b'midas ha'racham. B'nafshenu hadavar. So let us try and let us hope. Kodesh Baruch Yerachem Aleinu. And we should have a good Geben Shio. Aksivu chasim etoiv. Besifron shel tzadikim gimurim biyachadem kol beis Yisrael. And it should be a shnas geula v'yeshua b'mheiro v'yomeinu. Amen.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.